and talk about the NFL draft. And speaking of the NFL draft, our winner for the Our Lads draft guide for yesterday was a great Tim Davenport, who his comments I always love on this channel. One of the guys that really elevates the level of discourse in the comments. We appreciate him. We drew his name, and so he's going to get an electronic copy of the Our Lads draft guide. Good for him. All you have to do to enter for an electronic copy of the Our Lads draft guide is DM me on Facebook, IG, or X your email address. We put it in a bin, I draw it out, and off we go, and you get that draft guide emailed to you from the great people at Our Lads. How about that? We're going to talk about the draft, and it's 3 weeks from tonight, the first round is, and I've got five predictions for the draft, not all Colts-centric, but that's the place where the Colts are going to have to catch the Texans, because the Texans are making moves, man. Yesterday, they traded for Stephon Diggs, a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL. The last season, six seasons, he's gone over 1,000 yards receiving in each. So he's going to pair with Nico Collins and give C.J. Stroud another dynamic guy to throw to, while the Colts kind of sit on their hands and keep building as they build. Slow and steady wins the race. Not so far. 500 team under Chris Ballard, and that's being generous because I'm eliminating the 2017 season, which we really can't hold him responsible for. You can't flip an entire roster in 1 year, although kind of got done in 2012, didn't it? It did. But we're going to talk about the first round of the draft. Like I said, three weeks from tonight, the first round will be kind of adjudicated, and we're going to see what the Colts do. Again, this is their opportunity. They are a draft-first organization, draft-only organization, and as such, this is where they got to make hay. The problem is everybody else is trying to make hay, and everybody else has very similar assets in the draft to make that hay with. We'll talk about it. You know what? Dan Hurley, I saw him on Pat McAfee yesterday. What an incredibly likable guy. Matt Painter, what an incredibly likable guy. College basketball coaches aren't always incredibly likable. And so this Final Four, we got a shot at a championship game on Monday night between Purdue and UConn, and that's what it's going to be, featuring two coaches that I think are very, very worthy of rooting for. Again, that is really, really strange. Anthony Spinks says Diggs is a headache, not good chemistry on the field or in the locker room. You know what? That may be true, but he can catch and he can score and he can get you first downs and he can do a lot of stuff. Wide receivers as a group are kind of wacky, kind of a weird group. You know what? They more or less sit over in their little area of the locker room. They cause trouble among themselves, and it winds up not being too bad a deal. Stephon Diggs, a really, really good wide receiver. You're speaking to my hope that Stephon Diggs, at the age of 30, a little of the bloom is off the rose from his talent level, his athleticism, and the personality is going to wind up being as big a negative as his production is a positive. And it winds up being a net zero for the Texans. But you know what? I think that's a long shot. I love your optimism, though. And that's a good thing. Your optimism about the pessimism. So, and about Brock Bowers, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Among the predictions we've got for the NFL draft, Indiana State tonight at Henkel Fieldhouse, 7 o'clock on ESPN, the NIT Championship. I think we're all rooting for the Sycamores. Boilermaker fans, Hoosier fans, Bulldog fans, Pacer fans, all fans rooting for. We are Indiana State for one night. Let's go get Seton Hall and kick their ass. Robbie Avila, love him. Pacers, they got a loss last night that was absolutely horrendous. Cannot lose to a team like the Brooklyn Nets. They played inconsistently. First quarter, good enough to win. The other three quarters, not. The defense in the second quarter was horseshit, And so the Pacers lose a game that drops them into seventh place in the playoff chase. And from the seventh hole, you got almost no chance to get something important done. From the sixth, you can do it. They've got a game against the Heat Sunday. Really, really important. This is Breakfast with Kent for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. At MyBookie, look, you use the promo code Kent, and you activate what could be a $1,000 sign-up bonus. That's winning before you even play. So if you know stuff about college basketball and you want to invest in that knowledge, you go right ahead, but do it at MyBookie because it's a cool place and it's fun. So and using Kent as your promo code, that's the way it goes. That's the way you should do it. All the information's in the show description, in the comments. Click on the link. Off you go. Make sure and subscribe to the channel. You've got to subscribe to be eligible to win the Our Lads draft guide, which is comprehensive. It's awesome. Best draft guide out there. Make sure and like the video. That's the nice, polite thing to do. And if you want to make a donation, that's a wonderful thing. Anthony Spinks did that, and we appreciate it. Thank you, Anthony. All right, let's five predictions about the NFL draft. That might have been the longest preview of what we're going to talk about in the history of this channel. And by God, wasn't it wonderful? Sure it was. All right, prediction number one. America is going to become queasy. Thank you, Cole Lewis. Indiana State University alum here. Roll trees, yes. Let's go. I love Indiana State. Indiana State's a good program. They offered my son a scholarship. That was nice of them. America's going to become queasy watching Roger Goodell and his borderline violent hugs between first-round picks and himself. I don't like this. Like, you know, it's the guy's moment. And Roger Goodell, like welcoming them to the NFL with these bizarre hugs, I just don't understand. And I frankly, I don't like it. The whole lifting and the weird bap, bap, bap. What are you doing? J.J. McCarthy, he's got a shot to be the Will Levis of the 2024 draft. I'm not saying he's going to fall out of the top five. He might not. The guy's accurate as hell. He's a winner, obviously. And so that counts for something. But he's got a chance to kind of tick, 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 tick down the draft. And so him showing up 3 weeks from tonight, he's going to be on pins and needles until he hears his name called. And I think correctly, you've got three guys in front of him at the quarterback position, potentially. And you know what? May is going to be terrific. Daniels is going to be terrific. Obviously, Caleb Williams. We'll talk about Caleb Williams in a minute. The Colts, they're going to trade down. You just feel it. At 15, they're going to trade back. They got all their starters back. So trading back and getting more guys, more depth pieces that Chris Ballard can trust that staff to develop into starting pieces once free agency starts to hit for guys that they allow to move out, it just feels like that's what they're going to do. And it's going to drive me nuts because you win with elite-level players. You win meaningful games, meaning in January during the postseason, with elite-level players. And you are not going to get many of those guys in the second round. So if you trade back from 15, like let's say with Tampa Bay, and what do they got? They got like 26 and something in the 50s. What are you going to get? Are you going to get a more elite player at 26? You can't aggregate talent. You can't take two goods and believe that they're going to combine to make you a great. That's not the way it works. You got to go get elite guys. So the hope is that somebody who's really, really good falls to 15 and Ballard cannot pass that guy up. That's what's got to happen. Hopefully, it does. If the Colts don't take a corner, this is the next prediction. If they don't take a corner, my head's going to explode. I will yell about it as a tragedy of epic proportion for the next 3 years. That's what I'm going to do. Unless Rome Odunze or Brock Bowers falls to 15. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think either guy's going to be available at 15. But if either is, and Ballard trades back, passes up the opportunity to go get Odunze or Bowers again. My head's going to explode. The three corners I would really like to see them take. I'd like to see, you know what, Quinyon Mitchell's my guy. I'd like to see him be the guy because he's fast. But Ballard doesn't do that on the regular, so maybe it's going to be Terrion Arnold because he is really, really good. He's got good ball skills. He's athletic enough, but he's not very fast. That sounds like an Indianapolis Colts cornerback, doesn't it? You might see Cooper DeJean from Iowa as a guy who can kind of come in because DeJean is a guy who can kind of plug and play at safety, at corner, at either box or free, and then at nickel. And so he's kind of a widget guy who can spot any of those positions and then raise all kinds of hell on special teams. We'll see if one of those three corners is the guy or the two guys who we have kind of isolated as those who might fall. I'd love, 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 love Rome Odunze. Rome Odunze just sounds like a Colt. You listen to guys at the combine, and you're kind of like, you know, and you think this is a guy who fits what Chris Ballard's trying to get done here. Another prediction. The Bears going to regret not trading back to someone willing to overpay for the draft rights to Caleb Williams. That's the way it's going to be. They should not trust themselves to pick a franchise quarterback because that is not in the DNA of the Chicago Bears, no matter who's running it. Whether it, you know what, the one guy who got it right in this half century was George Halas when he drafted Jim McMahon. Jim McMahon, sadly, injuries robbed him of a lot of what made him special. But without those injuries, that guy you point to and say, now that is a Chicago Bears quarterback. Like my eyes, and I hate this. I'm trying to train my eyes not to look at this name. Kamari Lassiter from Georgia. He's a cornerback. He is versatile and not fast, which means he's not very good in coverage, and he's okay stopping the run. That's the kind of versatility we're talking about. Man, does that sound like a Chris Ballard target at cornerback, doesn't it? I'm trying. No, don't take him. Dan Hurley, Matt Painter, the more you listen to these guys, and I've spent some time with Matt Painter. I love Matt Painter. He does everything the right way. To root against Matt Painter, whether you're an Indiana fan, a Purdue fan, a DePaul fan, a St. John's fan, it doesn't matter. If you're rooting against Matt Painter, you don't know what the hell you're doing. If you root against Dan Hurley, I don't think you know what the hell you're doing either. This is a guy, kind of a tortured guy, who, man, all he wants is perfect basketball. And you can't attain it, but he works like hell to get it. And I love that he does. And so UConn and Purdue on Monday night, I think, is going to be awesome. Indiana State tonight, you know, it might be a blip on the radar nationally, but here in Indiana, I think it's cool. We're all rocking kind of our pale blue, our Indiana State blue. Let's go Trees. Let's go Indiana State. Let's go Robbie and Kent and all the guys. A lot of guys with two first names on this roster. I really like the way they play, and I like the way Josh Scherz coaches. I think they're awesome. They chose to play in the NIT, not sit, not sulk. And so I like teams that choose to compete instead of sit. And you know what? I'd rather cigars and wine sounds like a better way to spend late March and April than getting after it and competing. And that drives me crazy. Pacers last night, losers to the Nets in Brooklyn, 115-111. They played a good first quarter. Then it all went to hell in a handcart. Giving up 40-plus points to the Nets in the second quarter, what the hell are you doing? Like, if you can't sack up and play, Dan Dockich's phrase, but it's appropriate, and play hard over the last six games of the season with all this on the line, I can't co-sign that. So, you know what? It is what it is. But when the Pacers, if the Pacers don't win Sunday against the Miami Heat, they look like a seven seed, a play-in candidate. that's going to cost him likely a spot in the second round of the playoffs. And that would be a shame because this team is capable. They are talented enough to go get that. They are talented enough to earn a spot in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics if they can get over themselves, pony up every night, and earn a spot in the top six. But six, that's the key. The sixth seed is the key. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this beautiful, well, Thursday. It's cold, but I think this is the end of the cold. Once we get to Monday, I think the cold's done, and we can enjoy a really nice spring and summer. Again, a prediction that will likely fall on deaf ears. We've got the eclipse on Monday. Have you heard? Jim Young, happy birthday. Jim Badger, happy birthday. Paul Logan, happy birthday. Lisa Clayton Muff, happy birthday. One of the coolest chicks in high school at New Albany High School. Great laugh, a lot of fun, never was crazy. Would kind of come to parties and you'd think, well, she's a nice person, but she's not going to get like wacky. No wackiness, just steady as you go, nice person. Lisa Clayton Muff celebrating a birthday. Bill Heffler, happy birthday. Michael Kuhn, happy birthday. Brian Borshoff, Cynthia Salo, happy birthday. And the great Andrew Kaminsky, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Tomorrow, it's Dancing Friday as we celebrate an NIT championship for the Indiana State Sycamores. And tomorrow night, the women's Final Four. Saturday night, the men's Final Four. Sunday, the women's national championship. Monday, the men's national championship. I've already told you who's playing in those games. I can't wait for them. Let's go. I want to see champions crowned. Nets detached from the rims. It's going to be a fantastic weekend.